Icon Ministry and Catholic Influences presents the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We invite you to join Father Rob as he reflects on the Sunday Gospel readings and how we can apply these reflections to our lives today.
There are good shepherds, there are bad shepherds. Here's what a good shepherd does. A good shepherd adds value. A good shepherd helps you realize your potential. A good shepherd shows you that you are made for great things, you are made for greater things, that you were called to share in the resurrection to get to heaven. A good shepherd is someone who is ready to die to let you know your dignity and your value. Think about it. Think about the exchange that is made between a shepherd and the sheep. You were to see a human being and you were to see a sheep. Realistically, God created the human being in his image after his own likeness, right? Now, the sheep, on the other hand, is not in the image of God. It's loved by God. It is cared for by God. But its value in the eyes of God, in the image and in the dignity of God, is of lesser value. Now, you might think, no, all creation is equal. No, according to the scripture, humanity is the most prized possession, most valued possession. You are God's most valued possession. But let's go back to the exchange, the business exchange that happens between the shepherd and the sheep. There are sheep there, and the shepherd decides when the sheep are being attacked, when their values being undermined, when they're being told they're not good enough, when they're being torn to pieces, being led astray, when they're being killed spiritually and sometimes even physically, they're there to lay down their life for the sheep. But where's the exchange in that? Where's the value in that? The price that the shepherd pays is much higher than it is worth. Well, this is what God does for us. He overpaid on the cross for us. He overpaid so much so that increased our value. I don't know if any of you own property, but if you own property, you will understand maybe what I mean. Every 6 months in Australia, we pay land tax. We pay rates. Now, what happens is that we get a statement. People get a statement. Our parish gets a statement in the mail telling us how much rates we have to pay. Now, the rates are according to the value of the property that you own. So it will tell you, the government will tell you how much it thinks your value is. The value of your property is, every 6 months it will give you a value. And how does it measure that value? Well, simply by measuring how much was paid for the properties in your area. So if a house goes for sale and it is sold for $600,000 and your property is pretty much the same size, then you might be valued at $600,000, your property valued that much. Now, what if someone comes into your neighborhood and pays $10 million for a house that is worth $600,000? What would happen? First of all the neighbors will complain because all of a sudden their rates are going to go up. But that's the way the government calculates it. So all of the value of all of the properties on that street will suddenly surge. And as a result, of course, you have to pay more tax, you have to pay higher rates. But how awesome is that? The value of your property now has increased. This is what God has done for us. He overpaid for you. So now your value is so much more than it was before Jesus laid down his life for you. You now have an eternal value. The property, the area has gone up in value because you've moved from the ordinary to the extraordinary. You've moved from the place which was not the kingdom of God to a place of eternity. God gives us value. The Good Shepherd, he leads us to heaven. He shows us our value by showing us that we were not made for this world, but we were made for an eternity. God created us with value. He's given us value. He's raised us into his image after his own likeness. Know your value. Know who you are. And as a result, be that good shepherd to others, showing them their value, showing them what they are worth, that they are in the image and after the likeness of God. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, good shepherd, thank you for giving me value.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Sunday Homilies podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We pray that it has blessed you and encouraged you in your faith. If you're looking for an extended explanation of the Sunday Mass readings and relevant life issues from a Catholic perspective, be sure to check out the Catholic Influences podcast, hosted by Father Rob, Alyssa Aegis, Justine Hughes, and Augie Angrisano. This podcast is available on all online platforms. You can also follow us on social media on Instagram, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. All social media links can be found on our website at CatholicInfluencersPodcast.com. We'd love to hear from you, so feel free to send us an email at podcast@iconministry.com. We are so blessed to be able to reach millions of people here in this ministry, but it is only possible through the generous and ongoing support of our Icon Ministry partners and donors. If you'd like to support us, please visit iconministry.com/donate. We invite you to check out our other faith resources and online courses at iconministry.com, and we look forward to joining you on this podcast again next week. God bless.